Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems. I'm sitting here with my boy, B.
Fuck, I'm so full, man. Like, the last week or so, all I've been doing is just eating fried rice for some reason. Like, I won't eat breakfast or something so I can make room to go to, like, Asia City or something and just get a big thing of chicken fried rice. And it's bad because it makes you just feel like shit after. But that
rice expands.
Man, that soy sauce, holy shit. So I'm not in a really good state right now, but I'm ready to go.
There's a Thai place on St. Mary's. It's got a crazy fried rice where they've given you actually, like, fried chicken pieces on top of your chicken fried rice. Shit. It's just, like, extra. Fried chicken on fried rice.
Kung Pao Walk, don't talk to me. Put it that way.
And Nick is in studio here, too.
Yeah, I've been eating clean for a good 5 days. And
there you go.
And I got the comment, oh, have you lost weight? Motherfucker, no, man.
Like, I'm not going to lie. When I walked in today, I swear to God, not even based on what you're saying right now, I actually thought you lost weight.
No, not at all. But
not at all. Why you? This guy's far out of it, man.
No. But you know what? It's I'm with you though, man. Once you have like a nice rice with like good chicken involved in it, it could be fried. It could be like, you know, that breaded shit. It's just so good, and like you feel like shit after, but at the same time, you feel good in the end, right? It's all good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man.
That's good.
Can't complain. Doing all right.
That's good. I got a question to ask you guys. What, let's say you're an owner of a sports team. I'm just kind of referring to Steve Ballmer here. I don't know if you guys saw the whole Clippers conference thing when they introduced Kawhi and PG. He was just yelling, just clapping like crazy, like he's just a super fan. How would you be as a GM on a, like being in media day? Would you just be cool and just chill?
GM or owner? I think it's two different reactions you're going to have.
Really? Well, let's go with both then. You opened it up. Well, how would you be?
Okay, as a GM, I think that you've got to be pretty, like, cool and level-headed, especially when you're introducing, like, these big players that you landed. You got to be like, yeah, no, this is kind of what I do. Like, this is my business. This is what I do.
Oh, you're, like, cocky.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm going to you think this is something? Wait till you see what I bring us next season.
But so you're acting like you did something, but you didn't. Besides
bring them here, yeah.
Besides, that's a huge.
Well, you didn't
bring them there. The GM did.
Well, that's what I'm saying. As the GM.
Oh, okay. I thought you said as the owner.
Oh, no. As the GM.
Oh, okay.
GM, you're acting like, yeah, this is my job. This is what I'm supposed to do. Like, you know, the whole act like you've been there before. As an owner, yeah. Then I'm kind of with Steve, like how Mark Cuban was back in the day. Like, that is your team. Like, that is this time to be a fan is you literally have control of like 90% of what happens with that team. Like, yeah, like you want your face on the jersey? Like, go ahead and get it approved. And next season, your face is on the jersey. Like,
that's
yeah.
Sick.
Just going that's wild, sick. Man.
How about you, B?
So basically, your face would be on your team's jersey.
Oh, big time, man.
Worst jersey sales.
It would probably drop into the negative. Nike wouldn't refuse a change. They just refuse to make it.
What about you, B? What would you do?
As a GM, I'd probably be like pretty
nerdy.
In the public eye, I would still be a little, you know, say a couple things out of left field, kind of be known I'm there. But in private, I'd be like very buddy-buddy with my players, I think. I'd be try to be close to them.
Like, you want to go to clubs and stuff with them?
Just do everything, right? Because I don't know, I just feel like it'll be better.
You don't think they'll take advantage of that?
No, because I won't let them talk too much shit, and then you're and you're cut, right?
Fair enough.
But as an owner, I feel like I would want to be more distant. I don't know. That's what I kind of feel, because I feel like for owners, it's kind of their secondary or tertiary thing. So I think I would let the GM run most of it, which I think a lot of owners honestly do in the NBA. Like, there's not many owners you know really, right? Mm-hmm. So that's probably how I would be, but if we won the championship, I'd be right at the front, man. Right? That's one of my
pulling
most hated
the MVP
things.
Yeah.
That's one of my most hated things. Like, any team wins, and the first thing is, oh, the owner of the... Great. Don't get me wrong. Legally, give this guy his just due, right? Even though he didn't do anything. I hate that. And then it's just a bunch of guys.
He put the whole team together, man.
He didn't do it. They don't do anything, man.
Yeah, man.
The owner doesn't do anything.
You tell that to Jerry Jones, man. Jerry Jones is out there deciding who's playing.
Yeah,
he's got his hand in the pot.
Certain personalities, look at them, man. Certain personalities can make it go, right? But the average owner, I don't think, is like that, right? How many do we have? Probably three of those in the NBA, maybe two or three in the NFL who are like that.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I like that super fan approach where you're actually close with your team and you,
I don't think Steve Ballmer's close. I think he just shows up to every game and just be like, what's going on? Cool. Okay.
Well, he's always there, like,
bro, he didn't even know the NBA Finals trophy is called the Larry O'Brien trophy. He called it like the Lindsay something back like last year. Yeah. He didn't even know what it was called, man. It's hilarious.
Too much money for his own kid, man.
Yeah. I would have my jersey would be made out of from Hugo Boss. Hugo Boss jersey.
Fuck. Why do you want that, man?
Game changer.
Like what's that? Like one of those fake tuxedo t-shirt kind of things?
Nice Hugo Boss, man, jersey.
Button up jersey.
That'd be sick.
Doesn't breathe at all.
Yeah.
Hugo Boss, you ever had a
Hugo
Boss
shirt? You're just fucking choked.
That shit's breeze, man. Okay.
Collared button up.
That shit is breathing hard.
French cuffs.
How about the shoes, though?
Well, and shoes are going to be dependent.
Hugo Boss shoes.
No, you can't do Hugo Boss shoes. That's crazy. What do you guys think of Zion signing with Jordan? Biggest shoe deal.
For a rookie.
Yeah.
$90 million.
Yeah.
Oh, it's $90 million, actually?
Yeah.
Wow.
$90 million for, I think it was,
I didn't see the numbers.
I think it's 70,
years.
But in the end, it's 90 with all his incentives and stuff. Right?
Hey, that's...
Wasn't LeBron's 100, though?
That's going to be bigger LeBron's than what his rookie 50. Contract by far, right? So, 4 years, $90 million. Good for the kid, man.
His is four years, $90 million?
No. It's 7 years.
It's 7 years?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's crazy, bro.
Seven years?
He hasn't even stepped foot on the court yet.
7 years, $90 million.
He doesn't even have to play. He could retire right now and never.
You're thinking of NBA contracts, man. This is shoe deal contracts.
He could retire right now.
He could.
And never have to do anything in his life.
He could. We'll see what happens, man. Maybe.
Ridiculous, man.
Apparently the big question is how in shape is he going to be?
That's dumb, man. I don't like when people say that because it's 82 game season, man. How is he not going to be in shape,
bro? Have you been to New Orleans? Fuck, man, the food is delicious, man. All day you're gonna have
a nonstop party.
Nonstop party.
Yeah, but he's not even there half the time, man.
Take old biddies all over your face. Holy, fuck.
You ever been to Mardi Gras? How can a man concentrate?
Come on, man.
You guys actually think that's gonna be a problem for him? He's the guess
be a problem for me.
Guess what number he is in terms of weight in the NBA?
Heaviest.
Close. How about you, Bill?
He's close?
Yeah.
Fourth?
He's the second heaviest player right now actively in the NBA, believe it or not.
I know I am.
Number one is Boban.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. You don't believe that, eh?
No, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Do you believe it, or are you saying that it's crazy that I'm lying?
Well, I don't think you're lying.
That's crazy.
That'd be a weird, situation for you to lie in.
Yeah. That's a thick athlete, man.
Yeah, but think about that. When LeBron came, people were like, holy fuck, this guy's built like a tank. Now Zion's here. This guy's even thicker, man.
I think LeBron's built better than Zion, though, to play basketball, for sure.
Are you talking about right now? Are you talking about
when he came in? Well, now too, I think. Yeah. When he came in.
There's a big thing on LeBron, how he like apparently spends like $1.5 million on his like body and stuff like
on
that.
His
like trainers, like the tank, the like deprivation tanks, just constant like different masseuses and nutritionists. He had a Navy SEAL that he trains with as well. Like yeah. But that's his biggest asset, right? So yeah.
You can be like
a Tom Brady and start getting a doctor who's not a doctor.
No, you could be like Paul Pierce and just not exercise.
Yeah.
And look how long he played.
I swear to God, he did no cardio. I swear.
No cardio. Never did a curl in his leg.
But he's still so good though.
But he was good.
Right? He was still amazing.
Well, the truth. He was, once he got traded, that's, yeah, that's when he went downhill.
He had seasons where he had 25, 26 points a game, right? Yeah.
All right. What do you guys want to talk about today?
One thing I wanted to ask you guys is, just because a lot of people have been asking me, is have you guys ever been let off by a cop? Because a lot of people recently have been telling me like, oh, I got stopped and he just let me go and shit like that. I've never once in my entire life, ever when I've been stopped, not gotten what I was supposed to get.
Always got what you deserve.
Like,
eh?
Is it more confronted or is it more of just like, hey, I pulled you over and then that's
like a pullover. Like, oh, okay. Say I'm going 8 over, but it's 7 over for the whatever, like the ticket, right?
Yeah.
Other people have been like, oh, well, yeah, I just talked to him and, you know, he just let me go or something like that, or he gave me a warning. I've never once gotten that.
I've gotten that once.
I've never had that. I've always been nailed just for the most possible. I don't know why.
Yeah, I've gotten away once. Speaking of tickets, I just had to pay a ticket. I'm a Valor FC season ticket holder.
Is that the ticket you're talking about paying?
Huh?
Is that the ticket you're talking about paying?
No. So I parked in this loading zone for like, not even, like, it was maybe 5 minutes.
So that means 30.
No joke. It was 5 minutes. I literally went in, picked up my tickets, came back. There was I got a parking ticket for in the loading zone. Okay. So I didn't pay it. I'm thinking, okay, cool. It's a U of M. It's by them, right?
Yeah.
So I get one letter in the mail saying like, hey, if you don't pay this, we're going to hold your account for school and shit like that. Yeah. Go ahead, motherfucker. I was like, go ahead, hold that shit till the day I die, man.
Wait, so you're not going to pay it?
Let me finish the story. So another one, I got a bigger letter, two pager, man, saying like, I should do this. This is going to go, this is going to, you know, affect my, I guess something at U of M or something.
So is it on U of M letterhead?
It was, yes.
Okay.
Then, a few days ago, I get another letter, just blank. It's a blank envelope. It has my name on it. They spelled my name wrong. They spelled my last name.
Throw that out, man. Throw that ticket out.
They spelled my last name wrong, okay? And I open it up. It's through the credit bureau. They sent it to the credit bureau.
They sent it to collections.
Collections, yeah. Saying, like, if you don't pay this in 5 days, blah, blah, blah. And So then I call them and I go, hey, I got this letter for this, like, for this ticket I paid, and like pull it up. They're like, yeah, looks like you had a parking ticket. You didn't pay for it. I was like, yeah. Who's this ticket for again? And they say my last name wrong. They go, Duga, because there's no L in the end. I was like, I have no idea who that is. They're like, yeah, it's the ticket, like what you're talking about. I'm like, that's not my last name. They're like, oh, what is it? I was like, well, no, you should issue it. I'm not going to tell you my last name. That's not. I'm going to tell you right now. That's not my last name.
Yeah.
Big argument. She's like, sir, you know, it's clearly you that you have. They have your license plate. They have all this.
My car was stolen.
It's for. They're like, it's for a BMW. Blah blah blah. I was like, that's fine, but that's not my last name. So, I'm not paying for. If it had my name on there, I'd pay it right now. I didn't even pay it twice. Like, it's not my last name.
I can't wait till you get a ticket with your name on it next time. Yeah, I want to see you pay it twice.
It's not my last name. They're like, sir, this clearly is you. I was like, it is not, because it's. I kept on saying it's not my last name. And they go, okay, well, let me just go. They had to talk to a manager. They're like, what's the issue here? I'm like, I'm not going through this again, man. I was like, you guys send me this ticket and it's not even my name on here. You guys spelt my last name wrong. So why should I pay for something that's, how do I know if I pay for this is going to be approved?
Because, yeah, or if I don't, it's even going to be on my license or anything.
Or it's going to be on my credit because it's not in my name.
Yeah.
He goes, yes, sir, this is your name. I was like, I know how to spell my last name. I've learned how to spell my name for many years.
Always like, so confrontational.
Yeah, I was like, this isn't it. And they're like, okay, well, what would you like to do?
This ain't it, Chief.
Yeah, I was like, they're like, well, what would you like us to do? I was like, well, I'm not paying for it because you guys made an error. No, we didn't make an error. You know, the place that you got a ticket, they made the error. Yeah, exactly. So it's their error, not mine. And they go, okay, well, I guess we can just let it sit there. I was like, or you can clear it because it's nothing to do with me. I don't want to keep on getting letters in the mail.
With for Duga?
Yeah, exactly. For Duga.
Duga.
I was like, I don't even know what the fuck that means. And
Duga's credit is just getting ruined so hard. Just...
Whoever Nick Duga is over there, you're getting
fucked,
buddy.
I don't even drive a BMW.
And he's like, I just ride a bike, man. And they go, okay. So they cleared it. Didn't even fucking pay it. Booyah.
How about you, Bill? Have you ever... had any encounters with cops or any ticketing situation like that?
Well, a story I said on here before, I got pulled over for stealing my own car. But good note, I guess, is the one ticket I got out of, completely deserved, and I can only imagine I got out of it because of, like, the tourist card. So we're out in Kenora, Ontario here, little cabin getaway. And we were staying out there for about a month at a cabin. So some of us got jobs like in the city or whatever. So we had to shuttle people back and forth. So it was like just early one morning, buddy wakes me up after a night of like good times. And he's just like, hey, I need you to drive me to work because I'm too drunk to drive still. It's like, oh, okay, all right. I was sober. So it's like, okay. So it's probably about 5 a.m. going on 6 and just hopping buddy's car. And just cruising down the highway. I guess speed limit was 100. We're going about 140. Just like, man, I want to get this guy there and back. Like, there and back, done.
Wait,
were
with. You drinking?
No. I was good. So doing that, and the guy's like, man, you better slow down. Like, there's cops here all the time. I'm like, don't worry about it, bud. We're gone. And sure enough, like 2 seconds later, cherries come on and pull up behind me. Yeah, and I just thought I was fucked. And the police officer, and I guess, like, because we had Manitoba plates, so we looked like tourists, right? Like, that's their big season. Their population, like, triples over the summer of tourists. So pulls us over, and he's like, do you know what the speed limit is or how fast you're going? Or I was going, oh, yeah, probably about this. And he's like, just straight up, like, I thought I was fucked, so I was just trying to be as honest as I could. He's like, do you know what the speed limit is? And I'm kind of like, no. Yeah, I'm not really sure what it is around here. I know it's not 140, but whatever. And he's like, okay, well, how often do you come out to Kenora? It's like, we're just in town for the weekend, pretty much. I was like, okay, well, just so you know, speed limit here is 100. Okay, so in between here and town, it's only going to get slower. So make sure you slow down. Since you are visiting and this is your first time, I'm going to let you go with just a warning or whatever. So, like, yeah, I couldn't believe my luck. I was just like, holy fuck, wow. Like, I thought I was out $300-$400 and I was going to just get, like, demerits on my license or whatever. But guy was just like, tourist, all right, whatever, fuck, let it go. You can tell that he knew that I knew I should be going the speed limit, but he just didn't want to deal with, like, another tourist or someone complaining or some shit. So let us go, and we were super happy for it. And yeah, I went back to the cabin and had a few drinks.
So how many demerits do you have?
Now I think I'm back to even, or I think I just earned one this past little while.
One.
Yeah, well, I got into
you purposely written off a couple months ago.
Eh? Yeah, that one. Yeah. The BMW I left in the loading zone. I thought no one
was. He left in the loading zone. Truck comes by, boom. Crushes
it. Fuck, you crushed that car, man. That's like 400.
What about you? Run into the cops.
Before you come to me, how many times have you been stopped by the cops?
How many times have I been stopped by the cops? I've been fairly lucky. I'd say probably, you're talking like without warning kind of thing, right? Like unmerited, or are you just saying in general?
No, just in general.
In general, probably about, I'd say 6 times. Probably half those times probably warranted, and had one that was super suspect, obviously suspect, and then the other two were kind of, it depends what side of the fence you're sitting on, I guess.
Would any of you guys say race plays into anything like that? To be like, hey, okay, it was just a warning, or, you know, like cop, because cop could be like,
it's the first
thing
I always think about.
Because, man, if someone's, like, say I was a cop, right, and I stopped some kid, and he was the same, like, religion as me or race as me or something, like, you have soft spots for that. Obviously, you're
what happened to us, man.
Well, the process, but like professionally, you're gonna make the process the same, so it's not gonna matter, right? If you're good at the job you do.
Well, look at what happened when we went to Dauphin.
Well, yeah,
race course.
Yeah, that was flipped a little bit.
Okay, well, explain that. So, what do you mean? What happened when you guys went to Dauphin?
So we decided to go to Dolphin, right?
Yeah, for Country Fest or whatever.
For Country Fest. And we go to our hotel. It's more of a motel. We went to a hotel.
Motel.
It was
motel.
A good place, but it was actually really good. And
best blankets ever.
Yeah, best. It looked like I was in like the 90s, but it probably had the best blankets on this planet, man.
Wait, you guys didn't camp out there?
Bro, I want to tell you something right now.
The full Country Fest experience.
I had mud on my feet. I had to go inside yesterday and go fucking shower. That's all I am. Right? That's all. I took a half an hour shower just because there was mud on my toes. So we go to Dolphin and we go to this motel, drop our stuff off. We kind of head to Country Fest, right? It's a three-way to go to Country Fest and... You know, there's a bunch of cops there just trafficking, make sure no one's drinking, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of RVs and shit like that, right? So they pull us over and, you know, he's just asking, hey, how are you doing? You know, small talk. White guy, super nice. He's like, yeah, have fun, right? And that road was like 100. So I'm kind of increasing the speed. I'm probably going 40, maybe 50. And 2 seconds later, this cop, just trying to tell me to stop. And I didn't know what he was trying to tell me. Like,
because he just got stopped. So
I
was like,
because I just got stopped. So you don't think, hey, why would I get stopped again?
Well, yeah. When I first saw him, I thought he was trying to wave you through. Like,
yeah,
go,
that's
go,
what
hurry
I thought
up.
First.
So you started speeding up a little bit more, even.
Yeah. So then he's like pushing his hand out to fucking stop, right? With his little dinky hands. And
like this guy, obviously.
And so then I slow down and completely stop. He goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. Is this Indian dude, right? He goes, is this a race course? The most fucking Indian thing you could ever say.
Not even racetrack.
Yeah, race not course. Even a racetrack. Is this a race course? Oh, okay, man. Like, he's like, what are you here for? I'm like, Country Fest. And he goes, oh, okay. So, you know, just asking stupid questions. Are you guys drinking? No. It's like maybe 11 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. We learned that last week, right?
I'm just saying, when you drive, when you're driving for 3 hours, you're not going to just, you know what I mean?
You'll pass over.
Yeah. And he goes, okay. He's like, give me your license and registration. All right. And he goes, you're literally speeding. And I'm literally looking at B here. I'm just like looking. We're like, I know me and this guy are thinking it's fucking 100 here. He goes, you're speeding. I'm like, okay, I guess so. Like, you know, you just don't want to say anything, right?
Yeah.
I could have been like, listen, man, I could have said probably the most worst shit and broke this guy's feelings. Obviously, I would have been like, hey, we're towing your car or some shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I could have said the worst feelings, man. Like, you know, just typical Canadian shit, right? Oh, where are you from? Go back to your fucking country.
I don't know how typical that is, but yeah, okay.
You never heard that? You've never gone that?
I've heard that. I don't know if that's the typical experience, especially one that you're going to give an officer.
There's, I've gone a few times where someone goes, oh, hey, how long have you been in Canada for?
Oh, for sure. You run into like, some people, but yeah. I wouldn't say that's typical, though.
How is that not typical?
Because I don't think it's that common.
At the same time, they're trying to be very polite. But reality is, it's such a rude thing to say, right? What if I go to you and be like, hey, man, how long you've been in Canada for? And you could be like, all my life. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, why? What do you think? Like, what do you think I'm, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I hear you.
But anyway, so this guy grabs my license and registration. He's like, continue on. Like, fuck, no shit, man. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, it just clearly shows, one, you're in Dolphin. Two, you're really bad at your job because you're trying to be security on a road stop.
You're being too assertive. Like, you're just you're just using your authority because you have it.
Well, he's probably stunned to see you two going to Country Fest, man. Probably thought you guys were smugglers or something.
Fuck. Oh, man. Where are the goats at Country Fest, man? Everyone was just like, oh, my God.
So you're going back next year?
No, absolutely no.
It was a good experience, man.
I've been stopped a couple times driving. One time I was driving just by the down the casino here, and a cop was basically two boulevards across, and I pull a U-turn, and I just start going the other way, and I see him turn his lights. He was crazy far, like in the distance. and he and I saw him. I saw him like make a quick U-turn. I could see. I just knew he was coming for me. I don't know why. So I just start speeding up a little bit, right? Because I'm trying to make the light before he comes. Because I knew he was gonna stop me. Because I had like tint and stuff, right? And it was a rainy day. Those are the days that cops wait for tint, because even if it's the legal limit,
yeah,
their gun or whatever that they point it through, it's not how dark the film is. It's how much light comes into the cabin. So if you use that gun on a rainy day, there's no light outside, right? It's less light. So that gun reads higher. So they can ticket more people, right? So they're always out when it's
tint
raining
master over here.
For tint. So he pulls me over and first thing he's like, your tint's too dark. And is that a modified exhaust? I was like, I have no idea. I just played dumb. I was like, I had no idea. The car just passed safety a couple days ago. Like, I'm going to have to ask my mechanic, right? Great answer, right? Because he's who passed it. I'm not a fucking mechanic, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that's fine, but you're probably going to have to get it inspected. I'm like, fuck, this guy's going to send my shit for an inspection, and then you have to change everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like going around the car. He's like, also, are these headlights factory projectors? And I was like, honestly, I don't know, man. They pass safety. That's all that matters, right? The government says it's fine. I don't know what you're saying about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm also going to need you to pop the hood open. And this was when I was like 18, right? So I was I didn't even tell him, like, I didn't even be like, hey, like, is there a crime that's happening here that you pulled me over?
What car is this?
This was the RSX.
Oh, okay, before, RSX, right? Yeah.
And I popped the hood, and like the previous owner had like an intake on there, stuff like that, right? And he's like, this isn't the factory intake, and your ballast for the HIDs, they're not secured.
Is this guy just a car pro or what?
No, that's what they do, man. On day, like if they can catch it, because a lot of cars that have like darker tint like that are going to have other modifications, right? So if they pull a car over like that, they just try to grill you hard, right? Man, he gave me like 3-4 tickets worth like $700, man. And like I was working at that time, so I could just pay it. It's not like I was paying for anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And back then, I never even tried to fight it or like try to get it reduced or whatever. I probably could have got it reduced like 50, 60 bucks each, right?
100%.
But I just fucking paid them, right? Stupid move, right?
Mm-hmm. You don't know that at that age.
I didn't know that. I was like, yo, like what am I going to do? And I didn't even tell my parents. I just paid the ticket, right? And every time I've been pulled over like that, I've just gotten fucking just grilled, man. I've never got out of a speeding ticket. Actually, I did get out of one thing, but speeding tickets and stuff, I've never gotten out of it. So that's why I asked, because I'm envious of people who.
Well, I don't think most people, like I said, I don't think most people know what they can and can't get away with. And then you've got some people that are on the extreme that just like push their limits beyond. Like,
are
it was
you
this.
To me?
I'm going to get to you.
Well, yeah, you cut the roof of your car off.
But I was at the Bomber game earlier this year. And so they're directing traffic. There's a officer. He's not in plain clothes. He's in a uniformed officer parked right in front of, like, you know, like the yield. So you turn to go right onto Pembina here, major street here in Winnipeg. His car's in front. So you know that there's a cop car parked there. His lights and stuff are on. Then you see the cop there. And he's trying to make sure that people don't go through the yield, because you're not supposed to have right turning traffic there because of all the pedestrians walking back and forth. So he's waving cars through. Some cars like don't notice or start to go. And he'll stop them with his hand. He'll kind of step in front and then kind of wave them. They're like, oh, okay, sorry. I see you now. Okay, I'll go. This one lady pulls to go through the yield. He goes over there, stops her. He's like, no, you can't go there. Can't you see all these? And he points out, it's like, we've got a lot of people, like pedestrians, walking across the way today. So we can't have traffic there. You're going to have to go like straight through and then take a right, I guess, on like Bishop or whatever, right? And she's like, no. And he's like, yeah, like that's what you're going to have to do. And she's like, okay. And kind of like reverses a little bit. So then he goes to like direct the rest of the traffic crossing the other way. And then she bolts through. She bolts through the yield that he was just telling her not to go through, drives around like the police car, and then just starts burning it down the street. And I guess, like,
is it a motorcycle?
No, this is just like a sedan, like completely ignoring what this guy just said. And this is a cop. And she just thought, yeah, whatever. This guy's telling me what to do. Screw that. And just takes off. Unfortunately for her, like, there was another, like, just cop car just in the area, puts on the cherries and just starts blasting down down Pembina to catch up with her. I don't know what the cause was, but that's what I mean. Like, some people just completely ignore, like, no respect at all for cops. And I've never been.
No, the craziest that one. is like motorcycles, man. Like, because a lot of people, like, sometimes motorcycles are without insurance and stuff because they're expensive, right? Mm-hmm. And some of my friends and stuff have told me stories where, like a obviously like sports bikes, they'll get stopped by like a sports bike or something, and they'll wait till a cop steps out, and once their foot's outside the car and they take a couple steps, they start the motorcycle. They're gone, man, because a cop car can't catch that motorcycle. It's impossible, mm-hmm. right? Even in the city, once you're a little bit out on the perimeter, it's over. Like, there's not even a split. There's not even a 1 or 2% chance that you can catch that motorcycle. It's just way too fast, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can just go with it, but it's like, man, like, what if your tire just blows or something while you're doing that? You're done, man.
And aren't your plates grabbed though?
No, because a lot of times those plates are just like dummy plates, right? They're just a plate. It's not a registered plate, right? So, but it looks like you're driving around.
You guys are gonna judge me very hard. So I went to go see Backstreet Boys this week.
And, of course you did.
And I was drinking very heavily there. And
I was drinking very
heavily. Need to make it through this show, man.
You know what? I like Backstreet Boys, but I can't say it. But I was going to the washroom, and this cop was just talking to this girl. She was super drunk. I mean, you can just tell, being obnoxious and just like causing a scene. And she basically punched him in the face twice.
Hell.
I've never seen that in my life. Someone just, they're just bickering back and forth, and then all of a sudden just sucker punched him twice. This guy took it. Like, obviously, if you get sucker punched, you're not expecting the hit. This guy just got hit twice, sucker punched twice, and he just took it and literally just, like, threw on the ground and just did not care. And then, like, the girl's friends were, like, trying to record it. Oh, this is what happens. This is, look at this shit, you know, just like your typical. Fuck. Like,
see, like, that's what I mean, though. Like, and that, well, right? Like, that's the different kinds of privilege that we have of, you know, living in Canada or living in the States. Like, I can't imagine a scenario with all the, like, stories of police brutality, you know, like the racial stuff that you hear about going on in the States, where at any point in time, it's, like, advisable for you to get physical with police officer and thinking that you're gonna make it home okay,
bro. I would hate to live in the U.S. man. Now, I like, don't get me wrong, I like our U.S. followers. I love the U.S. visiting in general. It's just the law there is just ridiculous. I forget which rapper that just is getting 5 years in prison because he just threw banana pudding at his girlfriend.
What?
Did you hear about this?
No.
I think it's, I forget who it is. It's like
banana pudding.
I might have to get back to you, but there's this rapper that's very popular. He literally threw a banana pudding at his girlfriend, and he's getting charged for like assault for like 5 years. Imagine going to prison and they're asking you, "Oh, what did you do?" Like,
well, I guess you have to. It depends how hard you threw it, right?
What do you mean? It's pudding, man. How damaged could you be on banana pudding?
Think about one, like a major league pitcher, man. You want a major league pitcher throwing that at your head?
No, what if the side of the plastic just fucking cuts your eyeball, man?
That's true, man.
You lose your sight. Then what?
What if he just grabbed the pudding in his hand and just chucked it? What if it was that scenario? What if it was...
Like squeezed it open? Like Popeye style?
You're a mess, man.
That's all right. But if you throw that, that could hit with some impact, man.
No, that's stupid, man.
Yeah.
Especially with a snack pack, man.
No, that's dumb.
Man, like that court system is... It's just, imagine being a judge and you're just like, all right, next. All right, the court case here is... lady threw her banana at their dog, and now the dog owner is suing. It's like, what?
Well, that was like the whole McDonald's thing like years ago, right? Like the hot cup of coffee.
Oh, in the 90s, right?
Yeah. Where people would sue in the States like crazy, and over here.
Yo, people won money because of that, eh?
Yeah.
Some chick won, like, I'm pretty sure she won like 8 to 10 mil from that.
Yeah, and that was the difference. And then over here, like, people tried it, and they're just like, no,
you
coffee's hot. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
it's like, did you read the label? Did you... No. Hot content?
Well, no,
like,
that's what it was in the U.S. back then, is there was no label on the McDonald's.
In general, there was no label.
It didn't say that there was caution hot coffee, right? It's just if you're buying coffee, you're buying it because it's a hot drink in the morning. Yeah. So how do you not know that? But on technicalities in certain states, you can win on that, right?
But what
because if she had burns on? She had like fucking her arms and shit were burnt. That's why, right?
What if you go to like a hotel? And you know how they just have complimentary like coffee and stuff. They don't have labels and stuff on it. Like, whoa, this is too fucking out, hot, right? Man. You literally burnt me on this.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Just sue the hotel.
You ever mix it up with a police officer?
Like fight?
No, I can't imagine you actually fighting. But you probably gave him a good tongue lashing, I bet.
Always, man. Always do. There was one time we were driving. Me and Steele, it was like 80 turning into a 60. And so basically when the 60 hit, I was just slowing down then. But apparently they, you know, pulled me over. And he basically goes, same basically what I just said. He's like, you know how fast you're going? I was like, yeah, I see the 60 sign. I was just slowing down when it was 60. He's like, no, you have to be at 60 when you pass that sign. Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. I didn't know that was a rule, but my assumption was when 60 shows up, you just slow down. It's not just cool. It's 80.
It's a little bit of leeway to get to 60, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes, no. He goes, that's not how it works. I was like, okay. I was like, well, thank you for the warning. He was like, yeah, no, I'm going to give you a ticket. I was like, oh, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
It was an honest mistake. Like, you don't have to do that. He goes, yeah, I do. I'm like, okay, well, would you want me to go to that individual's house there where you parked? And he goes, what do you mean? I'm like, you know, you're parked on someone's lawn. And he goes, no, I didn't. He's like, that's a city property. I was like, nope, that's an individual person's lawn. So if you want to give me this ticket, no problem. I will go to that person and I'll tell you that, you know, there's a police officer by the name of, I forget his name at the time, Steven. We'll go with that. By the name of Steven, who drove on your lawn just to shoot tickets at everyone during rush hour. And then he goes, all right, well...
You can't do that, eh? You can't enforce public laws from private property.
Right. Exactly. And that's where I came up with that. And he basically goes, okay, well, let's make a deal here. I was like, yeah, the deal is you're not going to give me a ticket, and I might... not tell that person.
This guy starts calling the shots.
Right.
And then he goes, okay. He's like, continue on with your day. I was like, thanks a lot, bud. I took off.
Fuck, you owned it, man.
Owned it, man. You always got to own it. I think the big thing in general is people just kind of have that fear of like, oh shit, like I don't want to see nothing wrong.
You don't want trouble, man. Like that's what they train you to do, right?
But yeah. And I think in general, that's what we've been programmed in going to school and stuff like that, you know, just be like, you know, even as kids, I remember like if I was complaining, you know, let's say I was 5 or something and I went with my mom to a grocery store, she'd be like, we're going to call the police, you know, just that little typical threat. We're going to get the police after you. Behave yourself.
They're just like the boogeyman, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, don't do that, right? Yeah. But it's like in general, it's like, hey, well, so what's going on here? I'm like, well, what do you mean? You know, like. It's just like why, like they should not, in general, this should be, they're supposed to be our threat. When we see them, we're supposed to, hey, cool. You know, those are
cops. Yeah, they work for you.
Yeah. And,
you don't tell them that.
Well, they do, man.
And
right. they're
public servants.
Are,
yeah.
Yeah. They're public servant, man. That's what they're there for.
But in general, it's not the case. It's just.
That just sucks that they don't think like that.
Right? They don't think like that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you're walking, like even in general, like when we went into Dauphin, like I even asked, there was this bench there and there was two cops there. One was a really old dude. One looked like he was 16 and no one was sitting there. Me and this guy had drinks. We're like, fuck, let's go sit there. Who cares? And I was like, hey, can we sit here? They're like, yeah, sure. We had small talk. It was all good. But I think they were so thrown off because we were talking to them. And, you know, and I think at the same time, they're just like, I think they felt uncomfortable because they didn't want us to hear their conversation in general.
Yeah, because there's a certain image that they want to live up to.
They
want
to live
up
to, right? So I think it's just one of those things where it's like, hey, you know, we're, at the end of the day, we're the same person. But if you want to try to be above me, cool, that's your thing. But, you know, when they come and try to interrogate you, they're not they're not good at interrogating. Like, you know, what did I do? Cool, I was speeding. Okay. Do you mind if I come off with a warning? And they go, no, you know, we got to, in their mind, they probably have to hit quota or something like that, right? But in the end, what they should be doing is like, hey, you know, Bell, this is what this, you know, what you did was wrong. You know, next time, please don't do that. You know, just things like that.
Well, no, they don't really think like that because you all you need is a high school education, then. You don't.
100%.
You don't go to university and learn. You know, it's not required. You don't know,
right.
Obviously, you know it in a certain sense, but you don't know, like, high-level critical thinking and, like, you know, what different personality types are.
Right.
And
you don't deal with...
Yeah, one person doesn't just do something and the other person does it the same way because that's just something you shouldn't do. No, right. Man. Certain people make certain decisions based on certain background shit. And a lot of, like, cops, and I'm sure a lot of do know... But a lot of them don't get that training because it's not a requirement. So that's what is kind of scary, that it's people that, and don't get me wrong, if you've only went to grade 12, great, right? Like a lot of people make it from that and that's great. It's just the majority, it's going to just be a grade 12 education and you're a cop. And then it's like, well, what have you learned over, right? Or do you even care to learn? Or
right. But I think with like precincts, in different areas, you know, it's community based in those places. So it's like for example, like us, like well, there's probably certain silly jokes that we say, you know, that we laugh about that no one would ever dare to laugh about, right? like you know, like we'll talk about sipping a tall glass of Coke or something and we just laugh at it, right?
Or Bell's sugar intake.
Or Bell's sugar intake, or you know, talking about B just finishing high school, right? Like, just stuff like that in general.
Baby
like,
to
us that's funny, but to them, it could be like, you know, a precinct could be, oh, you know, these you know, when these girls are speeding we catch them, you know, we kind of say these code words and trying to, you know, terrify them not to ever drive again and shit like that. They just get thrills and stuff like that. So they're like, cool. Oh, it's my opportunity. I'm going to do it so I can tell the story. You know, it could be like those things. And you just don't know what the mindset of what's going on, right? Don't get me wrong. There's so many great police officers in the world. But at the same time, whenever there's great, there's really bad ones.
And right? That's the thing. And I think it's the type of job that attracts the same type of people that that want to be bouncers or security guards, yes. Right? Like that you're talking about it earlier, the power that's assertion, right? Where you have a sense of power now. A lot of times that tends to be like, hate to say it, but like those kind of jock, bonehead or meathead type people that are like, yeah, I'm the man, I'm in control right now. You're going to listen to exactly what I have to tell you and I want to hear your bullshit, right? And then once again, like getting back into it with the back and forth with the words where you're saying not that good at interrogation and that kind of stuff. Well, it's probably because a lot of the times, like B's saying, you know, they lack the vocabulary or even the amusement of having a witty back and forth. So,
like, end of the day, I think what should be always happening is every day someone should be educated with something. Doesn't matter what you learn, even on us in general, like, you should always learn something new every day. And if you're not doing that, you're not expanding your mind or brain, then what's the whole point of all this, right? You know, there's some things that I don't know in life and I end up learning. I maybe learn from somebody and I put that together and I don't realize, hey, you know what? This is part of their culture. Like for example, today, like I saw when I went for lunch, I saw this Asian individual, nice guy, but his like he had like it looked like makeup, but it was not like flourished, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't like blended in or anything. It was just kind of like
okay,
he put makeup on, and I don't know why. I just kept on looking, and then he just decided to say like hi to me, and I was like, oh hey, how's it going? He's like, oh, I noticed you kept on looking. I was like, yeah, I'm just kind of curious, you know. Like, I don't want to be rude or anything. I'm just trying to understand. You know, what this is all about that you're putting. He's like, oh, you know, like he's just talking about how the Asian culture wants, you know, lighter skin, the better it is. He's like, I'm a little bit, he's like, it's an old school trait. It's apparently supposed to make me lighter and stuff like that. I was like, oh, okay, I understand. It's typical third world you know, yeah. old tale. The lighter yeah. you are, the means the more wealthy you are. The, yeah, the darker you are means the harder you work. And the
that's it. You're but working in the
lost one fields. That I wish still was here. The bigger your gut is, the wealthier you are. Right?
Well, my gut's huge. But yeah.
No, that's interesting, and I'm glad we actually got into a talk here about law enforcement. It'd be interesting to hear some of our listeners' stories. We talked about, I guess, some negative ones, but there's definitely, like you mentioned, some positive experiences people have. So feel free to hit us up at thirstworldproblems.ca and leave us a message, send us an email.
That's actually a really good one because there's going to be so much variability, right? So please, you know, I don't ask for much, but let's get on that website. Drop us some you know stories that you guys have had, and we'll reply to them.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.